What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up later in the show, a couple of mini announcements. At 6:45, Trav will fill us in on where we're at with something that was discussed at the end of the show yesterday. I got an interesting text, which may move the ball on the whole TRT deal. So we'll get an update there. Also have a mini announcement about something going on this weekend. We'll do that at 8:25.
Hmm.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page now.
All right. It is. I like it.
You think he's doing that on purpose?
Oh, I like it. I like it dark in here. Oh, there we go. back to normal.
Can you explain?
The lights turned on.
The lights were off. Well, not off, but it was it was dimmer in the studio than it usually is.
The spotlight, which kind of hovers over you.
Yeah.
It's actually behind Cakes' head.
And you.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much. Every once in a while it does.
Yeah, it's just very bright. Hey, look, college football starts August 23rd.
It's crazy.
Got 11 days. And that's going to be a top 25 matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State at 12 o'clock noon from Dublin. All right. And the AP top 25 was released yesterday. Kind of no surprise. Texas is number one. And they will open up against Ohio State at Ohio State Labor Day weekend. They're going to be the first number one team to be an underdog in week one since 1978.
Hmm.
2.5-point dogs at Ohio State. But, of course, everyone's been talking about Arch Manning in the offseason.
Have the reports all been good so far?
I mean, the reports are that everyone loves him.
Uh-huh.
But what's going to be the talk of Arch Manning if they go on the road and he doesn't play well and they lose their opener to Ohio State?
It's very unfair because
it is. That's
there's so
the way
much
it
anticipation.
Is.
I do think he's been put in the best position to succeed, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just love letting him wait, learn, grow, get stronger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
This is a traditional route.
It's a lot of pressure on him.
So much pressure.
A lot
I'm looking
of pressure.
At a mock
crazy.
Draft for 2026, crazy. And he's the number one pick.
Yeah.
He's the projected number one pick right now.
It's just bizarre. I'm sure,
there's a lot
he'll
of
be
hype.
Overall pretty good.
There's and look, sometimes you can hold on to that spot. Caleb Williams was able to do that, but a lot of times you don't.
So it's not the end of the season if they lose anyway.
No.
Yeah. It's week one.
I know, but trust me, people will treat it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the national
championship or champion team last year had two losses.
Yeah.
So it's not for Texas, it's not the end of the world, but the college football world, especially the media, will get after him if he plays poorly and they lose.
I have no affinity for Texas, or I don't care either way about them. They mean nothing to me, zero. But I'm rooting for that kid, even though he's set for life. But I'm just rooting for him because the expectations are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he making ridiculous NIL money?
Well, he's like $10 million a year or something, if not more.
And he's coming from a family with money.
He's a Manning.
Right.
I mean, that guy's life is set.
Now, he's not Peyton's kid or Eli's kid.
No, he's Cooper's.
Right. So he doesn't probably have the money that the other kids, his cousins, have.
Cooper does very well. He is fine.
No, I'm sure Cooper does fine.
Yeah.
But he's not Peyton or Eli.
I mean, he might not have $500 million, but I guarantee you they got a lot of money in their bank account.
Yeah.
He's not to worry about. Plus, like you say, he's already been making $10 million a year for a couple of years.
It may be perfect for him if he does have a good year. And he ends up being the number one pick projected right now. The Saints are supposed to be abysmal, and he could end up playing for his grandpa's team.
But you know, his grandpa said he ain't coming out.
Right.
That's what Archie said.
They say that now when you're the one, that, you know, it's hard to turn it down. But they're pretty smart people.
You never know.
Those guys stayed pretty long, right? Peyton and...
Yeah, they all played 4 years.
Yeah. So,
But look, if he
doesn't need the money, again, so he could stay as long as he wants and enjoy college.
I mean, if he has a subpar year or just a above average year, I could see him coming back just to get better.
LSU's quarterback Garrett Nussmeier is the other guy who's projected really, really high.
Mm-hmm. And he just had an injury in training camp, but they say he's fine. So, all right. But Texas,
when is that? What is the date on that? When is that?
August. Oh, the Texas-Ohio State? August 30th.
August 30th. Okay.
Yeah. That's the noon game. That's the Fox kickoff game on August 30th. That's Saturday. Penn State is 2. The strength of Penn State is they got their quarterback back, who's also projected first-round quarterback, Drew Aller. But they've got both running backs back, Singleton and Allen. Those guys were both 1,000-yard rushers last year. Now they lose their receivers. They lose Tyler Warren, who was the best tight end in the game, to the Colts, first-round pick. But they got 3 new receivers, and apparently they like those receivers a little bit better than they did last year. Got them all from the transfer portal. So Penn State will open up against Nevada August 30th. So keep an eye on them. Katron Allen and Nick Singleton are back, both of them back at RBs. 1,000-yard rusher, that's huge that they both came back. Because there was the thought that a couple of them, if not both, were to go to the NFL, but they're both back. Ohio State, we just talked about in their 3. They've got a new quarterback, Julian Sain. Second year, I believe, is his status, former 5-star recruit. Clemson is 10-4 last year. They will open up against LSU, 7:30 game on ESPN. They went 0-3 against the SEC, lost to Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas. They haven't lost 4 straight games to the SEC since 1975 or 76.
Are they still staying away from the transfer portal?
They're not a big transfer portal team. They recruit their own guys, and they try and keep them.
Mm-hmm. Try and develop them.
Yeah.
Old school.
Absolutely.
That works for a while. I mean, Coach K wouldn't recruit 1-year guys for a while. Eventually, you gotta go.
Georgia is 5. Also, kind of a newer quarterback. Gunnar Stockton's going to be their guy. He played at the end of last year when Carson Beck got hurt, but he didn't play a lot.
Beck's in Miami, right?
Carson Beck is in Miami. Notre Dame is 6. They've got a new quarterback. So that's the thing about a lot of the top 10. They all got new quarterbacks.
That's the way it went last year. I remember seeing a graphic of the top 25 teams, more than half had quarterbacks via the transfer portal.
Yeah. Well, C.J. Carr is their quarterback. His grandfather was Lloyd Carr, former head coach at Michigan. Mm. They open up at Miami August 31st. That's a ABC game at 7:30. Oregon, new quarterback. Of course, Dillon Gabriel's in the league. Dante Moore transfers from UCLA a couple years ago. He's going to be their starting quarterback. They open up against Montana State. Alabama, new quarterback. Ty Simpson's their quarterback. They open up at Florida State. I mean, if you look at the top 10, I don't know, half of them, maybe 6 out of the 10 have new quarterbacks. Mm. So there's a lot of question marks. If you kind of go down the rankings, Arizona State, number 11. Drabby's happy.
They're number 11?
They're number 11. Now they lost
new coach
Cam
last
Scatterboo, but... Levitt's a legit quarterback. I mean, they got a really good team. I don't know who's replacing them. They got a running back that came in from Army, I believe.
Yeah, he might be more of a pass-catching guy. They got a backup named Kyson Brown.
RB1.
But yeah. They also have the best wide receiver in the country in Jordan Tyson, or one of the best.
One of the best, yeah.
Is he a big Jeremiah guy or is he Smith? A little guy?
No.
Ohio State's got
like
a really
6'1
good one.
Or something like that.
So it's actually Dillingham's. Will this be his third season?
Third season.
So I was wrong there, but they were good last year. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Couple spots below that, South Carolina, number 13, 9 wins last year. Of course, they open up against the Hokies in Atlanta on August 31st at 3 p.m. And the story of for them, of course, is Coach Beamer and their starting quarterback, Lenora Sellers. He averaged 260 yards passing in the second half of the season. He averaged 160 yards passing in the first half. So he got better as a passing quarterback. He's a dual threat guy.
He's also a projected first round pick.
He can run. He got better as a passing quarterback last year. Michigan's 14. Also, new quarterback. They are going to be starting. I think they're going to start Bryce Underwood, who was the number one prospect overall last year, a five-star quarterback. They also brought in Mikey Keene, who's a transfer from Fresno. So if Underwood doesn't make it or doesn't last at number one, at least they've got kind of a veteran behind him. Florida is 15. Of course, Chris Dorian's alma mater. Florida plays seven teams in the top 25 preseason.
Brutal.
I mean, their schedule is brutal. They've got a four-game stretch where they're playing. I think they're playing LSU, Miami, Texas, and Texas A&M in the same month.
Haven't heard you mention North Carolina and Bill Belichick.
They're not going to be – well, I mean, I don't know where they're going to end up.
Haven't heard you mention the Terps.
Terps aren't there. Belichick's not there. And
are they other receiving votes?
The Terps?
Man, I can't imagine.
No, maybe North Carolina.
I haven't seen them. Maybe, but I haven't seen the
other. There's so much turnover. I mean, you have no idea, right? Like, what'd they say? They have 70, 80 new guys in Chapel Hill?
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Belichick.
I mean, am I guessing they, you know, would they win? I mean, would you have so much turnover?
I feel like they were 500 last year.
Yeah, something like
when
that.
When you have so much turnover, you might be lucky to get 500 again. You know what I mean? But you're building it your way. You can't make a one-year evaluation.
But the fact that college football starts not this weekend, but next Saturday, there are five or six games highlighted by that top 25 matchup because Kansas State's 17 and Iowa State's 23 or 22. And that game's in Dublin, but it's pretty much here. All right, quickly, the Nats last night, they lose to the Royals. But James Wood had a couple more hits.
Mm-hmm.
Cade Cavalli started, didn't pitch as well as he did, five or six games ago.
What was his line?
Pull it up for you. I know he gave up four earned. He went five innings, seven hits, four earned, three walks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the loss. Jackson Rutledge got the loss.
Mm.
He came in the sixth inning, gave up a couple of hits and a couple of runs, so he got the loss. ERA 6.4.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least James Wood looks like he broke out of that slump. His last three or four games, he's hit the ball pretty well.
And we learned yesterday from Tom Lavero that Dylan Cruz is playing in Rochester. I was trying to punch up his stats, but I don't see him.
Mm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We also learned yesterday, because I feel like Tom's been all over it. Not a lot of people have been writing about it. Maybe some of the national guys haven't. I haven't caught it. That, in fact, Rizzo was asked to fire Davey, and he refused.
He said, nope, not doing it.
Which is what we speculated at the time was a possibility, a mm-hmm. likely possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of respect Mike.
He stuck up for his guy.
Yeah, he has to,
that he hired.
Yeah.
And he clearly thought it wasn't because of Davey.
Right.
I mean, it's not.
I think I even said like a week or two before, I don't think he's going to fire him. Like, especially when they went on an 11-game losing streak and they didn't get... Like, he's not going to fire him. He clearly doesn't think it's his fault. And especially on the heels of Davey going public saying, it's, you know, it's not, definitely not the coaches. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You may not have liked him saying that, but Rizzo, you know, seemed to, you know, maybe in a lot of ways agree with him.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the thought that the Nats weren't playing well because of the coaching staff was just an absurdity.
Mm-hmm.
Just not true. It's a lack of overall talent. Everyone knows that.
The problem and Levero indicated, is Rizzo's part of that.
Well, he is.
I'm not saying.
But he also said, which I thought was interesting too, is that when their draft picks didn't hit, it's not like they were picking at the top of the draft, like when you pick Bryce and Strauss. When you pick 21st, it's a way bigger crapshoot than when you're picking one or two. Way bigger. Ain't no Paul Skeens or Strasburgs or, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know where James Wood. Maybe James Wood was picked later. It's a lot harder to find those guys.
He was a second-round pick.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to find those guys.
But, I mean, if you look at some of the teams that are playing well, I mean, obviously that the high-payroll teams are playing well, but teams like the Brewers, I mean, they didn't have a ton of mm-hmm. you know, number one picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that Mike Rizzo isn't partly at fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the scouting staff, and he made changes to the scouting staff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he recognized it.
But the fact that they just don't have a lot of overall talent because the learners refuse to go out and sign big-time free agents now, that has a lot to do with it.
That's why the crowds are yelling, sell the team, sell the team.
Yes, they are.
800-636-1067. Towards the end of the show yesterday, Drab talked about a buddy of his at the farmer's market that was jacked and why he was jacked and expressed interest. We have a bit of an update. That's next here in the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.